Developed by experienced professors and professionally narrated for easy listening, this course is a great way to explore the subject of college-level microbiology. The audio is focused and high-yield, covering the most important topics you might expect to learn in a typical undergraduate microbiology course. The material is accurate, up-to-date, and broken down into bite-sized chapters. There are key takeaways following each chapter to drive home key points and quizzes to review commonly tested questions. Here are the main topics we'll be covering. Observing microorganisms. Cell basics. Acellular pathogens. Types of prokaryotic cells. Types of eukaryotic cells. The biochemistry of microbiology. Metabolic processes in microbiology. The genome in microbiology. Microbial genetics. Microbial growth. Antimicrobial agents. Pathogenicity and disease. Innate immune system. Adaptive immune system. Advanced laboratory methods. We will conclude the course with a 200-question practice test. Also included is a follow-along PDF manual containing the entire text of this audio course, as well as all images, figures, and charts we'll be discussing. To get the most out of this course, we recommend that you listen to the entire audio once while following along in your PDF manual. Then go back and listen to areas you found challenging. Now, let's get started. The purpose of this course is to introduce the college-level student to the science of living things on a small scale, or the field of microbiology. Microbiology touches on many related topics, including the biochemistry of living organisms, the different features of cells, pathogens, and the immune system. It is important to understand the biochemistry involved in living structures and to know how organic molecules combine to make living things. Molecular genetics involves the structure and function of DNA and RNA, as well as how they are made and participate in protein synthesis. Pathogens, such as bacteria, viruses, and fungal organisms, cause human diseases and activate the immune system, which is also covered in detail during this course. Chapter 1 in the course introduces microbiology by first covering the different types of microorganisms you might uncover in your quest to understand the fundamentals of this subject. In the laboratory setting, you may have to learn the different staining techniques involved in the identification of microbes, so this is discussed in the chapter. There are different types of microscopy used to study pathogens and other microorganisms, including light microscopy, dark field microscopy, and electron microscopy, each of which is covered as part of this chapter. Chapter 2 opens up with a discussion of the origins of cell theory, as well as the different historical aspects of how cells are viewed today. The two types of cells are introduced in Chapter 1 and are further expanded upon in this chapter. Features that make prokaryotic cells unique and characteristics that define what results in a cell being called eukaryotic are also covered in this chapter. Chapter 3 in the course involves the study of acellular pathogens, which mainly involves viruses. Viruses may or may not be pathogenic and do not have the capability of surviving outside a cell. There are viruses that can infect all forms of life. The life cycle of viruses is discussed in the chapter, along with the ways that viruses are cultured and isolated. There are other acellular pathogens less complex than viruses that are talked about in the chapter, including viroids, virusoids, and prions. The topic of Chapter 4 is prokaryotic cells. There are features of prokaryotic habitats and their microbiomes you need to know about. In addition, prokaryotes are divided into bacteria and archaea. The different type of bacteria, such as proteobacteria, gram-negative bacteria, gram-positive bacteria, and photobacteria are discussed in this chapter. The different features that describe the archaea domain are also covered as part of the chapter. While there are many different types of eukaryotes, including plant and animal species, Chapter 5 in the course focuses mainly on the eukaryotic cells that qualify as microorganisms.